lying, cheating, stealing, lack of loyalty, lack of integrity, disrespect. What do we do as a parent, a teacher, a coach, a partner, if somebody in our life does any of those to us, or we feel they have done those to us? How do we react or respond? And we might get angry, we get frustrated, we fire them, we get them out of our life, we break up the relationship. There's many ways to deal with people who treat us less than respectfully. And there's a great place to start. Is it possible that if somebody lies to you or steals from you or isn't loyal to you, that that could be disrespectful? And I've been taught all of my life that we should never accept people who are disrespectful to us, because would that be disrespectful of ourselves? If we are self-respecting people, why would we allow somebody to be disrespectful to us? So great question. There's another question to ask though. If we know that the person has definitely done that, so we can say, what did they do? And we know that there was a what. They stole, or they lied, or they cheated. There's another interesting question, which is why. Why did they do that? And as a human being with flaws, from one human being to another, and I'm certainly got millions of flaws, have you ever told a half-truth? Have you ever exaggerated? Have you ever told somebody what you thought they might like to hear? Have you ever had a sickie when you weren't sick? Have you ever told somebody something that wasn't 100% true? And again, it's interesting because I've been taught all of my life that a half-truth is a full lie, and that there are no grades of stealing, for example. So if it doesn't belong to me and I take it, then I'm a thief. And there's lots of different definitions of stealing. So it might be that I steal somebody's time, or I steal their reputation by gossiping about them or criticizing them. I steal their self-esteem by pulling them down. Lots of definitions of stealing. So in all of our lives, how many of us can say, I've been totally, completely honest, and I've never stolen anything, nobody's time, nobody's reputation. I haven't done anything like that. I'm a perfect person. Or close to. I'm sure that all of us can say that yes, there's been times in our lives where we may not have been perfect. And the next question is why? Why did we do what we did? Why did we tell a lie? Why did we steal if we did? Why were we lacking in loyalty or integrity? Why? And as an exercise professional, this has been a really interesting headspace for me. And I'm sharing this as an exercise professional because if this is going to be your career path, or if you are a parent, a teacher, a coach, or a boss, this could be helpful. Most of my personal coaching sessions were with people who had eating challenges. So they didn't have a nice relationship with their food. They either hated eating food, or they ate enormous amounts of food to try and kill off some other pain in their life. And they were either overweight or anorexic or bulimic or a combination of all of those at some stage. And one of the really interesting things that these beautiful people taught me is that they told a lot of lies. They were dishonest on a regular basis. So a lot of my anorexic girls, if somebody said, have you eaten today? They would say, oh yes, I've had a huge breakfast, I'm really full, even though they hadn't eaten anything. My overweight people, if asked, did you stick to your diet? They would say, of course. I had a small bowl of cereal for breakfast. I had a small sandwich for lunch, and I had a small piece of meat and some vegetables for dinner. I haven't eaten anything else. And that was a lie. They told the person that was asking them the question a lie, or they told them what they wanted them to hear. And I don't think that those people were bad people, but they certainly didn't have honest words coming out of their mouth. The reason I know that is because most of my clients would then be very honest with me and share with me all the things that they were doing. If they weren't eating, or they were eating too much, or they were skipping an exercise, or they were doing enormous amounts of fanatical exercise, if they were hurting themselves because they felt really bad, they would tell me about it. They would literally share with me the innermost challenges of their life and openly and honestly tell me how crappy their life was, or how crappy they felt about themselves. And I've had this conversation with a lot of psychiatrists and psychologists now, because I would go with my clients to the medical professionals, and I would listen to them lie to the medical professionals. They would tell their dietitian or their psychologist all the things that they had and hadn't done, and none of it was true. And the reason I knew that was because they had told me the truth. So when I asked the psychologists, why are these people lying? And I didn't tell the psychologist which person was lying. It's just a conversation that I've had with medical professionals. Why do you think people are so uncomfortable with telling the truth about themselves, especially if you're going, for example, to a psychologist or a psychiatrist? Those people, I imagine, are supposed to be there so that you can share your innermost feelings and feel comfortable doing it. When I asked my clients, why didn't you tell the truth? Why did you feel so uncomfortable about sharing what was actually going on in your life? The answers were really interesting, and it was all about what other people will think of me. It was all about, I care what other people think of me, and if they know what I've been doing, they might not like me anymore. And it made me really aware of something that I have ever since been wanting to live my life in a different way. Because I'm sure I spent a fair bit of my life wanting people to like me. And most of us, if we were being totally, completely honest with ourselves, we probably all at some stage have been concerned about what other people think of us. We dress a certain way, or we say certain things, or we go to places, or we do things to try and please other people or want other people to like us. But what I learned from my gorgeous clients that were literally living a lie, because they were pretending to be something that they weren't to try and please other people. I learned a different word. Like is nice. It's nice if somebody likes you. But what about if they respect you? And what if you respect yourself? What if everything you're doing in your life is respect worthy? And not for other people to respect you even, but for you to respect yourself. So I'll start with the external first. Even if everybody hates you, they don't like you as a person, but they respect you because you stand for something, you believe in something, you can be trusted for doing what you say you're going to do. You've told the world you're a certain kind of person, and you be that person. Is it possible that people will respect you for that? They might not like you, but they'll respect you because you stand for something. Is it possible that if we are constantly changing our minds, changing our words, changing our actions, doing things differently to try and please other people, so we end up standing for nothing, we just go with the crowd and go with the flow to try and please people, is it possible that even if people like us, they now are aware of the kind of person we are, so they don't respect us? So it's a great question to ask, perhaps personally. Am I respect worthy? Can I be trusted to do what I say I'm going to do? Is it possible that if we make promises to people about what we're going to eat or what exercise we're going to do or how hard we're going to study or what business we're going to open or what we're excited and passionate about or even what kind of music we like or what kind of sport we like, but it wasn't true because we just said all of that to try and please somebody else, is it possible that we end up really miserable? Just a simple example, I remember as a young girl or a young teenager wanting to impress the boys, I would pretend that I liked certain sports, or I'd pretend that I had an interest in that particular thing that boy was doing, and I had no interest at all, but I wanted him to like me. I wanted him to be impressed by me, so I would lie. And you could say, well, Rowie, that's not really lying. Well, let's go to the definition of lying, and it's going to be maybe different for everybody. I don't know. But if it's not the truth, could it be a lie? And if I say that I like computer games, but I don't, but I'm trying to impress somebody who likes computer games, is it possible that I'm lying? So I'll just leave it with that thought. So if we're constantly trying to impress other people, if we keep changing our lives to do the right thing by other people, if we want other people to like us, is it possible that we'll end up not liking ourselves? So all of the external influences about do what you're supposed to do or act a certain way to impress people or say the things that we think people want us to say, is it possible that they might be happy But we end up hating ourselves, or we end up with a very poor relationship with ourselves. And I'm sharing that with you because a lot of my beautiful clients with eating challenges, that's one of the reasons they have shared with me that they ended up with serious eating challenges, with seriously poor relationships with their food, because they couldn't control anything else in their life. They couldn't control how other people felt about them. They were trying to please everybody. And of course, there's that great quote, if you try and please all of the people all of the time, you end up pleasing none of the people none of the time, because you just can't please everybody. So they were then looking for a way to have some kind of control over their life, because the question I always ask my girls that were eating no food or aiming to eat no food, and I'm not being sexist there, I haven't had any male clients that were anorexic, and I'm not saying that doesn't exist, I just didn't personally have any. My girls would share with me that the reason that they don't want to eat food or didn't want to eat food was that they wanted to have some control in their life. They had no control over any other part of their life, but if they could control their food, it meant that they had some form of controlling, that people can't have all of my life. I'm going to have this bit. You can't force me to eat. And that's why they never wanted to eat, and that's why they couldn't be forced to eat, because they wanted to have that kind of control. And the response was, if I eat, it means I've lost all control out of every area of my life. Now, I don't have a cure or a prevention or even an idea of how to help effectively people that have serious eating challenges, anorexia, bulimia, obesity. What I do know is that every one of my clients just needed somebody that they could trust that didn't judge them. Somebody that they could talk to that they didn't have to try and impress, and they didn't have to say the things that that person wanted them to say. I'm sharing that very passionately because, again, going to the psychologist, the psychiatrist, the counselor, the doctor, the dietitian, they were always telling those people what those people wanted to hear. Yes, I've been eating what you told me to. Yes, I've been taking the drugs that you've been telling me to take. Yes, I've been doing all the things you've been telling me to do, because they were looking for the approval of, or the non-disapproval. I don't want that person to think I'm a bad person, so I'm just going to tell them what they want to hear. But when they were with me, and I don't know why I felt it was important to do this, I just think that everybody should be treated like an individual. What do you think? I don't think anybody should have to live their life a certain way to please anybody. I just want to get to know the individual person. And that's why I had so many clients that wanted to share their inner thoughts with me, because there was no judgment. There was no, you're a bad person. I would just listen. And I wouldn't give advice. And I, to this day, I've been an exercise professional for a long time. I've been studying neuroscience, psychology, endocrinology, anatomy, physiology, all of my life. And I would not dare give people advice. I just want to listen and find out about that person. And if people ask me, Rowie, how do you become a top-level exercise professional? That's my only answer. Is it possible that if you treat every person like an individual and you genuinely care about each individual person, that they might trust you? And if somebody trusts you, is it possible then that you could help them, because they trust that you're not giving them information that is going to hurt them or force them to do something that they don't want to do, force them to be a person that they don't want to be? So that's all the external respect. Is it possible that I will get, other people will feel other people's respect if they're being themselves? Is it possible that if you're trying to be somebody else, that you won't feel respected because it's not even you? You won't feel liked because it's not even you. You're just pretending to be somebody else. So if you decide, this is who I am, this is what I stand for, these are my core values, this is what I would die for, is it possible that people would respect that? Then you don't have to lie, and you don't have to steal people's time or steal people's reputation or gossip about people, because you are just being who you are. You're not trying to pull other people down. You're not trying to change other people. You're just living your life in a way that you want to live, and you're being honest with yourself. Woohoo! What about the internal? How do I get self-respect? And that's, again, something I was very privileged to be shared as a very young woman. Who are you? And five words to describe you as a person, and then be that person. And it doesn't have to be 5 words. It could be 3, it could be 300. It doesn't matter. But the outcome of the experience, the outcome of this particular mission is to decide what kind of person you want to be and then be that person in every area of your life. So as I always share, my words are tough and fair, positive, stylish, disciplined and professional. And if I'm living that person, every day I wake up and I live my life as a tough and fair, positive, stylish, disciplined and professional person, I'm not trying to do that, or I'm not doing that to impress other people. I'm not doing that to try and be liked. I'm not doing that to get the respect or the love of other people. I just do that because that's who I am and I want to respect myself. And how could I respect myself if I've decided to be a certain person, but then I pretend to be something else? So when I use the word disciplined, for example, and that's a very powerful part of my psychology, I get people who criticize me, pull me down, gossip about me on a regular basis because of how disciplined I am. And I don't care. I'm not looking for their respect. I'm not looking for them to like me. I need to like myself and I need to respect myself. So if I'm ever undisciplined, I don't like who I am. I can't live a lie. I don't want to be dishonest to myself. So I have to live up to the expectation that I've set for myself. The word stylish. I often get criticized. Roey, why do you dress that way when you go to the supermarket? Or why do you dress that way when you go to the petrol station? Here's the question. If you are being who you are, why would you dress for other people? The reverse of that, if you're the person who doesn't like to wear shoes and you just want to wear shorts and a singlet and you're not interested in being a stylish person because you're a casual, relaxed, I don't wear nice clothes person, then why the hell would you get dressed up to go to a wedding or to go to a court of law or to go to an official event to go and visit a government person? You wouldn't care. You want, because you're not trying to impress other people. You're just living your life who you are. And I really respect that. And I know that nobody needs my respect, but I have a massive respect for people who just decide who they're going to be and they be that person regardless. What a great word. So it doesn't matter who's there, what the occasion is, who they're supposed to be trying to impress, they just don't. They just be themselves. Here's a great question though. Is it possible that that can be respected? Because now that is the real person. If you're dealing with somebody that's lying to you, if you're dealing with somebody who's pretending to be something that they aren't, is it possible that you never know who you're dealing with because it's not the real person? If somebody says to you, look, I'm a thief, I'm a liar, I have no integrity, I'm a bad person, and I'm going to always be that, wouldn't that be nice to know? Versus being blindsided because you get into a relationship or you employ them or you move in next door to them and find out by unfortunate experience that they're a thief or they're a liar or they cheat or they're a bad person. And now it's revealed. Wouldn't it be nice if we were who we are regardless of who we are around? There's a great philosophy. So why do people lie to us? Why are they disrespectful? Why do they not tell us the half truth, full truth? Why are people not loyal? I don't know. And we could probably ask. And would they tell us? Maybe. But if somebody's a liar, then we don't really know that that's the truth because they're a liar. That's pretty logical, isn't it? Better question. What if we treat everybody with respect? If we want to be respected, is it possible that we should treat everybody else with respect? Another interesting question I was just asked recently, Roey, how come when you work with, and people call them children, when you work with kids or children, how come you can build relationships with them really quickly? How come you have great conversations with kids that are so young? How come they're not naughty when they're around you? And that's a really easy answer for me because I don't treat or I don't discriminate an old person from a young person, a male from a female, a tall person from a short person. I don't care. It's just a person. And I want to find out about the person. So when I meet somebody that's 5, it's not that they're a child. To me, it's a 5-year-old person. And I want to find out about them and what they love and what they don't love and what's important to them and how we can build a connection based on what we've got in common. If I meet somebody that's 85, I just want to find out about them and what they like and what they don't like and what we have in common so we can build a connection. If somebody reveals to me or shares with me that they're a thief or they're a drug dealer or they're a criminal, that's not a judgment on my part. I don't know why they've done those things, and it's not for me to judge why. I just ask the question, tell me about you, tell me about that. Interestingly, I have built some beautiful relationships with people that other people would say, well, that's a bad person because they steal or they're a drug dealer or they treat people badly or they're part of a gang or they're a rich person or they're a celebrity. It's interesting how we judge people. There's some people who love celebrities and some people hate them. There's some people who love rich people and some people hate them. There's some people who love sports people and there's some people who hate them. Here's a great question. Are all sports people the same? No. Are all rich people the same? No. Are all women the same? No. Are all children the same? No, we're just people. We're all unique individual people. And what if we treat everybody with respect? Rather than tell our story and try and impress people with what we've done, what if we just ask questions and listen? And whether somebody eats food or not, whether they exercise or not, whether they smoke or not, whether they love rock music or opera music, what difference does it make? Wouldn't it just be nice to find out about each individual person and perhaps make them feel a little bit more important and special than just being part of an average crowd? Is it possible that a lot of people lie and steal and they're dishonest and they're not loyal and they lack integrity because they just don't know how to be a great person because they're spending so much time trying to please all the people around them, they just don't know who it is that they want to be. So one of the first questions I always ask my students when we do personal coaching, who are you? Describe for me the person that you are now or the person that you want to be and let's be that person. So again, I share this regularly. My five words, tough and fair, positive, stylish, disciplined and professional. I'm a bit of an extra mile person, so I stuck an extra one in there. Once you've done that, you can actually be a little bit lazy. You don't have to make decisions anymore. What does a tough and fair, positive, stylish, disciplined and professional person do? Now, that makes it easy for me to be honest. It makes it easy for me to not steal things. It makes it easy for me to be kind and respectful because that's what that person would do. A tough and fair, positive, stylish, disciplined and professional person doesn't lie, doesn't steal, doesn't treat people disrespectfully. So it's just a compass for how to live your life. Now that's my compass. What's yours? Who are you? What do you stand for? What do you believe in? What would you die for? What are your five words or 10 words or three words to describe who you are? And here's a great thing. What if you were to be that person? Is it possible that you would like yourself? You would respect yourself? You then wouldn't care what other people think, so you're not trying to impress other people. And is it possible then that if you're a liar or a thief, it doesn't matter. You'll have to accept the consequences. Of course, there's always consequences to what we do. I have a joke about that. For every action, there's a positive or negative reaction. And I think that's probably the only thing I learned in science at school. But as humans, we just have to accept that if I do that, there's going to be a consequence. It could be positive or it could be negative. What if we taught our kids that rather than that's a bad thing to do or that's a good thing to do, just what's the outcome? What's the consequence? What's the result if you do that? What will happen? And then you get to choose if you're going to accept that consequence. And I'll go back. People share with me, Roe, how come you get on with young people? And for me, young can be 4 or 5. It can be in the last couple of weeks, it's been 2 and 3 year olds in the park. And I just sit down with them and chat. They're people. They just happen to be 2 or 3. If we can have a conversation because they can speak, then we're going to chat. Sometimes it's a different language and I don't understand their language and they don't understand mine, so I've got to find a different way to communicate. I'm asking all of that because we live in a world right now because why is our world unhappy, depressed, weak, sick, angry, anxious? Why do we have so much crime? Why do we have wars? Why do we have such horrible things happening in our world? I could give you a whole heap of my ideas. I could say because. But ultimately, if all of us were respectful of each other, of ourselves, of the environment, what would the world be like? If I was respectful of myself and I did the things for my life that were going to help me or make sure that I respect myself, If I respect other people for what they're doing, and then if I respect my environment because I have to live in it, is it possible that the world will be a better place? If I respect other people, there's a great question to be asked. Would I lie to them? Maybe. Maybe you don't want to hurt their feelings, so you tell them a lie. I don't know. I'm not a judge. I'm not judging that. Would I be a thief? I don't know. There's plenty of times where people have stolen, and I ask the question of them, or I wonder, if I was in the same situation as them, would I have done that too? I don't know. And until we are actually in that situation, is it possible that we don't know? And perhaps maybe it would be unfair to judge. Last but not least, if you're stealing from yourself, if you're lying to yourself, could that be a challenge? And I ask that because I have an educational college where, of course, there are people who try and cheat their way through their education. They try and do just enough to get by, and then they lie to us about it. And I'm not judging that. I'm just accepting that that's a fact. I'm aware that people do that. And because we've been doing this for such a long time, we're very aware of who's doing it. And our program is set up that if you want all the skills, tools and knowledge to be a successful, profitable business owner, to have a successful, profitable career, to be a successful, profitable exercise professional, personal exercise coach, gym owner, home studio owner, boot camp instructor, you will get everything you need from the MAX program. So then, of course, you have to have the self-respect and the discipline to apply that information, but you can't apply information that you don't know. So there's a lot of people that say, yes, I've done my program and I've watched all the sessions and here's my answers to my quizzes and here's my final knowledge check and here's my final exercise session. And of course, it's obvious that they have cheated their way through the program. I'll rephrase that. They haven't done what was required to achieve for themselves the knowledge, the in-depth knowledge and understanding of how the human body works, how to get people fit, how to get people strong, and then how to have a successful business or career because you understand how to communicate effectively with people. But I don't feel cheated, and I used to, because I've been in education a long time. I used to ask, why do these people lie to me, and why do they try and cheat through the program, and why don't they want to learn at all? Well, that's not for me to ask, and I understand that now. People just cheat because that's what they do, and people aim to do less than be the best because that's what some people do. But my question is always this, my personal question. If I put in less than 100% effort, if I try and cheat my way through something, if I tell people I've done something and I haven't done it, what will that do to me personally? So if I say I'm going to go out for an exercise session and I'm going to go out for 20 minutes and I quit at 18 minutes, I could tell everybody I did 20. Who's going to know? But I'm going to know that I cheated. And how does that make me feel? What does that do to my self-esteem? I can say to people that I have a double doctorate degree in economics and commerce. And I might not have that. And I use that as an example because it just came across my desk recently, somebody who told the world that they had a double degree and they didn't. Yes, it's possible the world will find out and there's going to be a consequence to that. But what are you telling yourself? If you're lying to yourself, if you're stealing from yourself, I use the example of time. If you've promised yourself to get up and do an exercise session and you don't, so you steal your own exercise session. If you promise yourself that you're going to eat healthy food and you don't, so you steal your own nutrients. You could be putting nutritious food into your body, but you don't. So you're stealing your own body's nutrition to be healthy, fit and strong. Then who cares if you do that? Who is the only person that is affected? And I'll just give just an interesting side note question for that. You will obviously be, if I don't look after myself, it's going to be my challenge. If I lie to myself, that's my challenge. If I steal, that's my challenge. But if I'm a parent, if I'm a teacher, if I'm a coach, if I've got people relying on me to be a healthy, fit, strong person who has integrity, who's honest, who's loyal, then is it possible that I'll be stealing from them as well? Because they'll look at me and think it's okay to do that kind of stuff, so they do it too. So then they become a thief or a liar, or they lack integrity, or they're dishonest with themselves because they've seen me do it, so they think it's okay. And that's where it's an interesting conundrum for me, because I think that adults should be able to do whatever they bloody well want and nobody should be able to tell you what to do. But if you've got kids relying on you, if you've got kids looking at you, if you've got kids that you're setting the example for, could it be a really good idea to just think of the consequences? If a child is told that they're stupid, are we stealing their future? Because nobody's stupid. Everybody's got a genius inside them. We just have to find it. So if I tell a child that they're stupid or they can't do it and they believe me, is it possible then that I've stolen their future or I've stolen their dream? And that's my challenge. If I tell somebody that's too hard to exercise or you don't need to eat healthy food, is it possible that I'm stealing their health, their quality of life because they actually believe me? So as an exercise professional, that's my personal question. Please live your life exactly the way you want to. Good on you. That's awesome. But is it possible that there are people that are watching you, relying on you, believing in you when you tell them something? And if we are stealing their respect, if we're stealing their time, if we're stealing their future by what we say, do we have to understand the consequences to that? Because it's not just our life then that we would be ruining. Is it possible that we could be ruining other people's lives? So I'll rephrase that because I'm the ultimate optimist. What if we treat everybody as a unique individual? What if we are interested, genuinely interested in all people? What if we want to find out about them and the reasons why they do things? And what if we treat everybody equal? I know we live in a world now where discrimination and equality, they're really big topical words at the moment. But what if I treat every person, whether they're 5 or 50, whether they've got yellow skin or black skin or brown skin or white skin or freckled skin, if they've got red hair or black hair, if they're a male or a female or any of the other things in between now, what if that doesn't matter? What if it's just a person and I want to find out about that individual person and treat them with respect? Could that be me being respectful of myself, me being respectful of other people? And if we're all doing that, could the world be a better place? So maybe our environment will be better as well. They're just some interesting questions about honesty, integrity, loyalty, trust, lying and stealing. Just some things to consider. Thank you.